said, "I ain't no good."
He was right.
He had everything. He all day long he'd be passing from house to house with that horse and wagon. Now his brother, he'd go to Pearl River. And he'd go over there among them old farmers over there. And them farmers over there, in the wintertime, they'd trap in Honey Island Swamp, and they'd catch minks and all that. They had plenty of that, skunks, coons, and all that. And my daddy was a trapper, and he was pretty slick at it. He'd done it all his life. And every now and then, he used to ship some stuff to St. Louis, Funston Brothers. I remember that good. He'd pick out the best he had and he'd send it over there, but it never was as good over here as it was over there because you got more cold weather. But he'd get a better price for him. So this fella heard about my daddy buying shipping stuff over there, so he called my daddy up one day and he sent word, tell Dave to come over here. He said, "I want him to run over some furs I got over here and see what he give me." But what he'd do, he'd go over there and he'd swap them furs for something, clothes or something, you know. So he had a bunch of stuff over there, and my daddy was doing mama's, you know, "I gotta go see what," we used to call him Philip then, Philip had that. Philip Smith was the name they were running by then, and then they changed that to Haddad. So my daddy went over there and he run over that stuff, possum, coon, mink, skunk, everything, you know, and he figured out. My daddy could figure out pretty good. He said, "Philip," he said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $50 for the whole thing." Philip said, "Oh, no, man, can't you do better than that?" And said, "No." He said, "They're not well taken care of and all that kind of stuff. They're not stretched right." So finally he gave in. He said, "Well, go ahead. Take them for that." My daddy came over here and he worked on them things, he straightened them out, he brushed them and all that, and he shipped them. And he had a note in there with them not to mix them up with others until he hear from them. So he shipped them. So later on he got a telegram. Them days you get telegram from Platte, you leave here, you had to go see what they wanted, you know. You wouldn't know what it is. But he went over there, had a telegram, wanted to know if he'd accept the price on that stuff that he had shipped.
How much?
Had offered the old man $100. The old man said, "Yes, I'll accept the price." So
he doubled his money.
So Haddad, every time he'd see the old man, he'd ask the old man, he'd say, "How much did you get for them furs?" He said, "I know you got more. You made money on them. How much did you get?" The old man said, "No." He said, "Man, I didn't do nothing." He said, "I broke out even." Because he never had price on anything, his clothes over there in his store. If he figured you was a rich man, he'd jump up on the price. If you was poor, well, he'd sell it to you cheap, you know. The old man used to say, if I tell him I made $50 on him, he said, and I go there to buy something, he said he's going to jump up on the price, and I'll never tell him what I got for them furs. And the old man died. He never did tell him what he got for them furs. But he made $50 on them. And man, them days, $50 was plenty. Shoot. The old man wouldn't tell him, but yeah.
Yeah. What you talking about furniture you had?
The furniture we had was it was these old four post beds, like.
And you sat in.
Yeah, you could sit in them and all, you know, and damn thing, damn as high as this, and when you put that mosquito ball in there, you'd grab a hook to it, they had a rod there, it would slide. You'd take it off, you know, bring it to the back part of the bed. And you go to sleep at night, you just pull the whole thing over. Me and my brother used to sleep in the little room they had, a small room. big enough for a bed, like, so you couldn't go around the bed. You could get in on one end of it and one side of it. Boy, my daddy was sitting by the fireplace one night, and he used to always have one of these big old wide razor strops like that, double. Because them days they used to shave with straight razors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy, me and my brother got in there, and I don't know, we got into a damn pillow fight. The old man was sitting in his rocking chair, he told us to quit it and go to sleep. We wouldn't do it for here. Boy, after a while, he reached over and caught that damn razor strop, and me and my brother made it for the wall, thinking he couldn't reach us, you know. And he just stood on the edge of that bed like that, just wait. Every time one would try to get underneath the other one like that, boy, he'd burn our ass. Me and my brother just like two hogs.